Sarin News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. U.S. employers added a solid 151,000 jobs last month. President Trump says he's pleased with America's job creators.
These are incredible numbers, and they're very early. I mean, you know, we're here for 5 weeks, but we have been talking about it since the big win in November 5th. So a lot of these people, they listen to speak, and they say, well, I'm going to gear up, and they're gearing up, and so they've been gearing up. They've had a little time. It's not just 5 weeks. It's 5 weeks plus a few months, and they put it into effect pretty quickly. They have confidence that what I'm saying is going to happen.
The unemployment rate rose slightly to 4.1%. The job market has been remarkably resilient over the past year despite high interest rates. International defense ties remain strained between the U.S. and NATO.
The president suggested again the U.S. might abandon its commitments to NATO if member countries don't meet defense spending targets. He's also worried about the possibility the U.S. may need help from NATO.
And we called them. We said, we got a problem, France. We got a problem, a couple of others I won't mention.
French President Emmanuel Macron says we are loyal and faithful allies, expressing respect and friendship toward U.S. leaders. He added, I think we're entitled to expect the same. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration says it's pulling $400 million from Columbia University. Multiple federal agencies announced Friday that they're canceling grants and contracts because of what the government describes as the Ivy League school's lackluster efforts to squelch anti-Semitism on campus. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 222 points. The Nasdaq rose 126. This is SRN News. The state of Washington may vote on an abortion amendment.
Democrats have introduced a measure that would enshrine both abortion in the state constitution as well as a right to a sex change operation. In order for the amendment to be placed before a vote of the people, it will have to pass both chambers of the Washington legislature by a two-thirds margin. Observers say it's going to be a big lift for Democrats. They don't currently have the votes and would have to convince several Republicans to vote with them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new survey reveals about 90% of the 57,000 people who live in Greenland are Inuit, and the vast majority of them belong to the Lutheran Church. It's a legacy that dates back 300 years to a Danish missionary who brought Christianity to the world's largest island. The Church of Greenland separated from Denmark's Evangelical Lutheran Church in 2009 and is funded completely by Greenland's government. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stocks closed higher, but only after careening through another wild day. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% after flipping between earlier gains and losses. It was a fitting ending to a brutal week dominated by worries about the U.S. economy and uncertainty about what President Trump will do with tariffs. The Dow added 0.5%. The Nasdaq climbed 0.7%. Treasury yields also swung. They initially fell following a slightly weaker-than-expected report on U.S. jobs before climbing after the Federal Reserve's chair said the economy looked strong enough to wait before cutting on raising interest rates. The Dow was up 222 points to close at 42,801. The Nasdaq gained 127 points to 18,196. The S&P 500 added 31 points to 5770. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.